They'll play Saturday night against Ottawa Glandorf over at Clyde High School. We'll have that for you at 7 o'clock. And then Friday night, we've got Avon taking on Toledo Central Catholic. Those two seem to tangle almost every fall. Avon and Toledo Central Catholic will be at Strobel Field Friday night. We'll have that one again at 7 o'clock. And then we're really excited to have Medina and St. Ed's on Stream 2 Friday night. Medina and St. Ed's playing for the second consecutive year in the playoffs, and we'll see if the Bees can knock off St. Ed's for a second straight year. But joining us, girls basketball preview, he was at Amherst years ago, then was the boys coach at Lorain for several years, and great to have John Rossitano back coaching the Amherst Lady Comets. And John, I don't think I've had a chance to talk to you since you've taken over. Just kind of recap, you know, why you left Lorain as the boys' coach, and now you're back to where you came from with the Amherst girls. You had such a successful run with the Amherst girls years ago.
Yeah, well, I 3 years ago, Rob, I was going to retire. I told Lorain that I was retiring from teaching there 3 years ago. That last would be my last year teaching, and I thought at the time when I retired teaching that I was going to retire coaching also. So I retired from coaching, teaching at Lorain, and the Amherst job opened up, and I live in Amherst. I coached Amherst girls 8-10 years ago, whatever it is, and it just felt like the right thing to do at the time, and I'm enjoying it so far.
And John, of course, your first year back, and volleyball goes to state.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So how does that affect you? Do you have volleyball players, is what I'm getting at?
Actually, no. There's not one girl that
really?
Played. No, not one girl that played on the volleyball team plays basketball. Unfortunately, because they had 4 6-footers that play volleyball, none of them play basketball. We got all the short girls. But we didn't lose anybody in terms of missing out. But they had a great season, and we were happy for them. And now it's basketball season, and we're looking forward to getting started here.
And John, I'll let Rocco take over here, but I just wanted to ask you one more thing. I know you're new to it, but these young ladies, it's been a young group that's kind of come up together. You know, some of those names are familiar, I would imagine, once again, that you're counting on this year?
Yeah, I got 8 girls on the varsity roster. 6 of them are sophomores. We got a freshman and a junior. So, like you said, Rob, they're young girls. I'm just trying to teach them how to play basketball the right way, and you know, they're very receptive. They're working hard, and I think that over time we're going to be pretty competitive.
Now, you were at a pretty high level there with where you got the, you know, the basketball program at Lorain. So now this season at Amherst, and not to discredit, you know, the program right off the bat or anything, but is there maybe a sense of, okay, we have to kind of go back to fundamentals in basics, and you yourself almost have to take a step back and go back to, you know, that square one of coaching?
Yeah, you know, like we are coaching a high level Lorain. I'm mm-hmm. one of the better programs in Ohio.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go to Amherst girls, and honestly, I didn't know where to start. And so I just start from the beginning. And we start from the beginning, and what's been really surprising so far is the progress we've made. They're very intelligent, and they want to be good, and I think we're going to be good, and they're working hard. And, you know, Robin, you know, as long as players work hard and do the right things, you got a shot, and that's what we're doing right now.
Are there some things that they're still not quite grasping? I know you've said they've picked up on things fairly well, and I'm not asking you to call anybody out or anything, but are there still some things that you'd like them to pick up a little quicker?
They're just figuring out how to play basketball. You know, I think in the past they've ran plays, and I'm trying to teach them how to play, and there's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to, you know, get them how to cut, screen, play basketball the right way offensively, and then defensively just get after it like I've always taught. And I know one thing, at this early stage, I guarantee we're going to play really hard and we're going to play together. And if you can get them two things accomplished in basketball, it doesn't matter what level, what set, if you get them two things accomplished, you're going to win a lot of games. And we're doing that right now.
I imagine this is a team that you'll like to see progress with games, right? As the season goes on, I'm sure you'd like to see improvement there, because the feel of the game, I mean, as you know, you can only replicate that so much in practice. You need to actually play to understand that. So, again, I feel like you have to understand this team will grow much more as the season goes on.
They're going to grow. And like I said, there's a lot of young kids. And, and that's one of the things that intrigued me about the job is I had a chance to mold players from the start. And they're all young. And like I said, they're learning how to play the game the right way. And they want to be good. And that's important. And we're going to be good. It's just a question of when it really kicks in. I don't know when, but at some point it's going to kick in, and I think we have a chance to be really good.
You had a couple girls jump off the page, do you, and kind of say, "Oh, wow, they've picked things up."
Well, I mean, they're all in their own little way have their strong points and their weaknesses. But you know, offensively, you got a Kristen Kelly who's very skilled, left-hander, a 5'11", 6-foot sophomore. The point guard, the Ferency girl, who does a great job for us. And, you know, they all do things really well and things we all have to get better at. But one thing, like I said, they all do really well is they compete at a high level, especially for being so young. And we got a ways to go, but they're working hard, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Again, John Rossitano, the Amherst Marionette Steel Comets head coach, joining us. Girls basketball gets underway this weekend. And, John, does it help you that you coached not only at the girls' level but at this high school before? You know them. Yeah. They know you, even though these girls don't necessarily know you. But does that help this transition for you?
It does, Rob. You know, I know a lot of the staff. They got me a job in the building, which is really helpful. And I know a lot of the staff, the administrators, who've been fantastic. Our AD, Casey Wolf, has been unbelievable towards me and the things I need. And when you have support staff, whether it's the teachers, administration, AD, it makes your job a lot easier. And anything I've needed so far, they've been very receptive and giving it to me. And that's how you build winning programs. When you get things you need, you work hard as a coach, the players work hard, that's what breeds winning. And I think we're going to do pretty well.
Even though you don't have any of those young ladies from the volleyball team, with their success, I know you know Lacey Reichert really well. You guys are so tight, and she's the softball coach. The success of these other sports at Amherst, can that help you in basketball, that they expect to win whatever they do?
It does, and, you know, we got a couple of girls that play basketball and softball, and, you know, Lacey came along with me, and she's helping me out. And it's funny, she helps me out in basketball, and then I help her out in softball, and we got a good little combination there, and the girls have a lot of respect for her. And I'm hoping they have a lot of respect for what we're doing as a program. And I think, personally, the sky's the limit. You know, at some point, like I said, it's going to take off. And once it does, we're going to be really good.
Even though this is a young group, these sophomores got a lot of playing time last year as freshmen. How does that help you in the growth and development?
Well, they didn't win a lot last year. I think they won 3 games, whatever it was, but they got to play against varsity players, and I think that's important. Now they understand what varsity-level competition is from last year, and I think that helps them. Now, you know, me coming in, I've ratcheted up everything in terms of effort, intensity, and the things you need to do to win at the varsity level. And, like I said, Rob, it's going well for us right now.
John, looking at your guys' schedule here, 2 games right away on the road. I can see the look on your face. That's not something you love necessarily.
I don't really, and I'll be truthful. When I talked to Casey Wolf, RD, and he said we need 6 games, I don't really know who's good, who's bad, because I really didn't follow girls basketball for the last 9 years. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know. I just schedule games. We'll play whoever. And I don't know anything about, like, we open up Beaumont Saturday, Elyria. I don't know who's good, who's bad. We're just going to do what we do. And, you know, hopefully that's good enough when we play the teams non-league and when we get into the conference.
The attitude of the girls, pretty positive heading into this season. Do you feel a sense of optimism from them?
After they got over, I think, the shell shock of me going after them pretty hard, they've settled in and they understand what I expect out of them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they want to win and they want to do things the right way. And I think they have confidence in me that I'm going to do things the right way and do right by them. And I think it's a pretty good mix.
John, you've coached girls, you've coached boys, you've been very successful a lot of different places for a long time. Do you coach girls and boys the same? You just said that they were a little surprised how hard you kind of went at them. Do you? The older you've gotten, do you back down at all?
No.
Is it still the same?
No.
Tell me about it.
I don't see girls. I see athletes out there. And I told them from the start, I'm not coaching those girls. You're athletes. And I'm not coaching girls. I'm coaching athletes. I don't back down. I just go after them. And like I said, they've been receptive to our coaching, to hard coaching, because they want to be good. And like I say, if you want to be good, you accept hard coaching. If you want to be average, then you're not probably the person to play for me. And the girls have stuck with it, and they're, like I said, they're doing tremendous so far.
Give us some strengths and weaknesses of the team early on.
I think the strengths are for this being this young a team, they're competing at a fairly high level. And now we got a ways to go, but they compete a fairly high level, and I think the team chemistry is really good. And we got a couple of girls that can score, and we're going to defend. And I know we're going to defend and play hard. And when you do them two things, you have a chance. And I think we'll have a chance in a lot of games.
Just how excited are you for the start of another season and now to be back here where you were and to come back? How excited now that it's right here?
I think if you ask any coach, I think coaching's coaching. It doesn't matter if you're coaching, you know, a Lorraine or an Amherst girls. Coaching's coaching. I just enjoy it. I walk in the gym, and I think most coaches would agree. It's a passion. And if you don't have that passionate coach, you shouldn't be in there. And I think most coaches say the same thing. You're not getting paid a lot, so you better have a passion to go in that gym every day for 2 hours and just work hard and try to do the right things to get your team better.
You mentioned Lacey helping you out. Who else is helping?
Well, we got another guy. He was with Sandusky St. Mary's, a boys JV coach, Kyle Rospert, who does a tremendous job for us. Young guy. He wants to be a head coach, and he sought me out that wants to learn. And down the road, he wants to be a head coach, and he's doing a great job just learning. You know, things are sinking in for him, and he's a great guy. And, like, with him and Lacey and myself, I think we got a pretty good threesome there.
And haven't seen you in a while, but Bruno's back for the ride, too.
Oh, he's every practice. Yeah, hey, Robin doesn't change. He brought the guys, Lorraine, the cookies, the candy, the pop. Same thing with the girls. I mean, and they walk in the gym. They ain't coming to shake my hand, but they're giving him a hug, and they're thanking him and all that. But, again, that's what good programs do. They have somebody to do things like that to, like, get the chemistry going.
Sure.
And he does a great job of that.
Well, Coach, that's all I had for you. We appreciate you coming out here tonight. Really looking forward to what you're building over there at Amherst with the Lady Comets, and looking forward to getting the season going.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
You got it.
And we've got you on January 17th with Firelands at Amherst. So that will be the first time, I believe, as I look at the girls' basketball schedule, that we'll have you on, and we'll look forward to seeing you then, John. That's John Rossitano, the head girls' basketball coach of the Amherst Comets. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have Dave Zavara it'll be Eric Rothgary joining us from Elyria Catholic area. Eric Rothgary joins us from EC. We'll have Coach Rothgary right after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Girls Basketball Preview Show. We're live from the Brew Kettle in downtown Amherst, and tonight's show is presented by Hoop Tech of North Ridgeville.